No, that was a great time. This is our first camp back after being shut down from last year. We saw about 100 kids in both camps, which is about half our normal, but that was still a great time. We talked about God's, in the youth camp, we talked about God's great glory, how everything around it proclaims it. We did a night hike. We always do that, which is just stunning and beautiful. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Everything from the macroscopic, right, to the microscopic, big and little, God is aware and control of it all. And you know what? The greatest thing about this is that we get to proclaim Jesus in everything that we do, giving him glory. You guys know, and I just went through this week with a class, you guys know Daniel, right, reading through the book? And Daniel is put into all these situations, and it's kind of funny, I think, how God has just been working in situations. Because you ever been in somewhere you're like, God, what did I do wrong to have this happen? You know you've asked yourself that. You know you've done it, right? I know I've done it. And I just need to stop moving, right? All right, my feet are stuck. Yeah. But we all know that right now, God allows us sometimes to go through things that are hard. God allows us to go through certain things. And sometimes, guys, it wasn't anything you did. Sometimes it wasn't anything that we really understand. But what I love about this is that every time in the book of Daniel, something happens, right? And you're like, Daniel's just being faithful to God, being faithful to the word. And then look what happens after he is faithful. God rescues Daniel and his friends, sometimes from going into the punishment, sometimes in the middle of it. Guy had to sit there in a den of lions all night long. Anybody have that kind of persecution in your life? I don't know about you. I don't. No, I'm not. I haven't been thrown into a den of lions. But after seeing God's faithfulness to Daniel, even the king says, it says he wrote to all the peoples, all the nations. Because remember, this guy just got tricked into writing a law that said, nobody can pray to any God except for me. That's not so good, is it? He's the one who messed up a little bit. He had some wicked advisors who advised him to write the law. They done messed up. But then what does he say after watching Daniel's God prove faithful? He says, I make a decree now, after his not so good law, he makes another decree, that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. His dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? That example of faith walked out is now a matter of law and public record for the nation, for an empire. Why, God? Maybe God just wants to show off through you. Maybe he wants to do something in you that you can't do by yourself. And he says, I want to use you for something greater, to show my glory. Sometimes we don't realize it, but by walking a hard road, we can inspire others to faith by watching what God does in us and through us. And they see it's not that person. When they start looking, it's easy, right? We want to look right. We've got the happiness. We've got everything together. Sometimes that's a good example. It really is. Sometimes God works by showing people when we're broken, when we don't have anything. And then God shines through it, and they see him, not just us, they see him. God will get the glory in either case. We also talked about, especially in the kids group, of God's great bounteous mercy. The scripture was Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead in transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. For it's by grace you've been saved. How many of y'all know God's rich? Yeah, you know what? You ever look at somebody, man, and tell like, man, must be nice having a rich family. My daddy's rich. Now, what does that mean? We all know that God's greatest treasures aren't metals and jewels hidden in the earth. Amen? I love that passage. It says, being rich in mercy, being great in his love toward us. You guys know, and I know I've said it before, and you probably have heard it preached, you know the word lavish? That's just a Hebrew word we took over and stole. Lavash means to cover something completely, just smother it out. I feel like God's mercy and love is like a fire hose, right? Now, that kind of can conjure some crazy, powerful images. You know what's kind of cool? You guys know the Tamarack fire, right? That's been burning up a bit east of us. We spent last year working on my grandfather's house when he passed, getting it ready for sale, and the new owner sent us pictures. They're on the other side of the hill in Nevada, closer to Topaz Lake, and they showed us the pictures that the house is still there. Yeah, that was a blessing. I said, well, that's nice. I'm glad to know things are okay. You know, all the houses around were gone. All of their neighbors are burned. If you go to like the little websites for the maps, you can see this little house on Penrod Lane that is a circle of unburnt. And that's their house. It is a blessing of God. You also know, though, what I know about my grandfather. I've told you before, he was a prepper. He made all you guys look like normal people. That's not an insult. I'm just saying, I know I try to prep. He made me seem foolish. That guy prepped everything. He had like 10,000 gallons of water set up to sprinkler systems on his property. And by the grace of God, I know they had to use it to keep their property safe. We need to remember that God is ready with more than 10,000 gallons of water to extinguish the fires of hell for you and I. Amen. And so that is the kind of love God lavishes on us. That is so much that he has made a way through Jesus Christ. For it is by grace that we have been saved through faith, and that not of our own works, but by the grace of God. I want us to take a look now, if we could see some of the carnival footage, please.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with love.
America, America.
Mannequin Man. Ooh. I'm not a very good ventriloquist, though. I'm not sure how I'll do that. By the grace of God, we get to celebrate in His great liberation. We celebrate a free nation, which has given us opportunity. Opportunity to do things that we haven't really seen before. We've talked about it before. Per capita, we're not the largest sending nation. But just by sheer numbers, the United States has sent more missionaries around the world than any other nation in history. We can celebrate that. Sharing the same message. If the Son has set you free, you will be free indeed. You know, when our founding fathers were looking at the nation and how they set things up, John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, and it's wholly inadequate to govern any other." Amen. James Madison said something similar. He says that if there is sufficient virtue among men, they might be self-governed. Otherwise, nothing less than the chains of despotism can restrain them from destroying and devouring one another. That's a scary, scary statement. And it said that in order to remain free, we have to submit. I would much rather submit to Jesus than submit to any other authority. And so when we submit to Christ and live and walk in His way, we are given not just, we recognize we are blessed and have been blessed for all these centuries now with the freedom of sharing Christ together. Even though sometimes it feels we're under attack, we still have more freedom than so many other places. It's a blessing we ought to celebrate and utilize as much as we can. So it's the freedom of Jesus that we can celebrate, because it was for freedom that Christ set us free. We were set free from sin and death, shaking off its bondage. And you know what? Even if we lived in a nation that wasn't free, you know what we'd still be doing? Preaching the freedom of Jesus Christ. Stakes might be a little higher, but our God is good. And we know that no matter what happens, the gospel ministry cannot stop. Lord promised us that He will not allow the gates of Hades to, absolutely, to prevail against His church. So, we walk forward in obedience, doing what we can and what we've been called to do, and our joy to share it. Another ministry I want to share with you, as many of you were a part of, is our Vacation Bible School.
Remain in my love. Remain in my love. Savior. What he wants us to do, he says, remain in my love. Remain in my love. He says, remain in my love. Remain in my love. There's no way that we can earn it. There's no way that we deserve it. His love is free, so free. How can it be? How can it be? Even when our hearts condemn us, greater is the God who's in us. God took his love for us while we were yet sinners. We were yet sinners. Christ died upon a cross to bring us forgiveness. God proved his love for us while we were yet sinners. We were yet sinners. Christ died upon the cross to bring us forgiveness. God made a for you to know him. He came to save you from your sins. What you need to know is, A, admit to God that you're a sinner and repent. B, believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and then C, confess your faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord. Here is the blueprint, God's plan. Build your life on the great is everything you need. Here is a blueprint. You'll find you are part of a grand design. Jesus is everything you need. When I feel afraid, like walls are gonna cave around me, I think about the way your love and grace and peace have found me. I remember what you said, you will never ever leave me. So I'm holding on to all your promises.
You're going to get one more chance to sing it today, because we're going to do that song next. But the messages the kids learned all through the week were about God's great foundation, about how he has laid the foundation for us. And the great thing about it is that God is the one who lays the foundation. We build upon it, but he promises to finish the work he started. He says, I'm confident, right, of this thing. Paul, writing to the Philippians, that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Jesus is not a lazy worker. He doesn't take breaks on his projects. But sometimes, can I get an amen? They take time. Amen. He's working on us every day. But we can trust in the foundation of his amazing love. He calls people and calls us when we didn't do anything to deserve it. Changes hearts. He calls tax collectors, sinners. He saves people we wouldn't want saved. I hate to say that, but that's really what it's like. When our hearts are wrong, he still has shown his love for us. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to forgive. And we struggle with it, but God was willing to forgive us. Absolutely. Next week we're talking about blessed are the merciful. That's those who withhold just punishment. Mercy, when God gives it, is something wrong or bad that we deserve, but God holds it back. That's mercy. He's not an unjust God. He's in fact a very gracious God. Absolutely. He holds back. Well, I don't want a fair God. If God was fair tit for tat, oh boy, we wouldn't be talking. But we serve a loving, amazing God who is rich in forgiveness. We also serve a God who has showed us our worth. No matter how great I think I am and how much I elevate myself or others. And this is not an ego-building thing. And it shouldn't be, but God values us because we're his. He made us. His purposes, his plans. We are his workmanship in Christ Jesus. His poem. Poema is the Greek word. It's a work of art. We're worth something to him. And the great thing about it is that, did Jesus keep his promises? Yes, he did. The ones that haven't been fulfilled yet, will he still keep them? If God's able to do everything right up to this point, I can trust he'll finish the rest of it just like he said he would. That's the foundation we build our life on, is the love, the forgiveness of Christ, the worth that he says we are, the promises he made. And now we have a life to live and a foundation to build upon. This is what the kids learned throughout their week. We're going to sing about building our life on him. But in the meantime, I'd like us to close our eyes for a minute and let's pray. Father God, I want to ask your blessing and help for all of us, Lord God, sometimes as we just make our way through life and struggle with difficulties and even the things today. Things don't always go as planned. Sickness comes for us and for others, sometimes even death. The things that you've blessed us with, sometimes, Lord, they go away or they break. My relationships will struggle. But those are the times when I know that maybe I recognize my need more than others. Those are also the times when you're in my life, how you shine, sometimes even brighter than when things go well. I thank you for all of your greatness and whatever you use in our moments of joy and ecstasy, in our moments of despair, when we're crying out to you because our hearts are broken. You are a great God who loves us, and there is none like you. There is nothing else in existence, no angel, no principality or power, no human being that can exalt his or herself to compare to you. They're that morning star shaking their fist at the sun, saying, I'm still here. But Lord God, you make the sun look like nothing. You made it by speaking it. And we just want to recognize in all the ministry and all the lives touched, Father, the hundreds at camp, the hundreds that came to the carnival, the dozens that were at VBS, and Father, all of the families and community contact that will be touched out of there. Your work goes forward, even when I struggle. Help us to build our lives on you that we might continue to shine for you as stars in the sky, as stars in a dark place. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, help us to shine so that your glory, your mercy, your freedom, Father, and your foundation of love and forgiveness is known by what we build. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.